Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Not trying to toot my own horn, but I was always pretty good. You know, like growing up in Bloomington, I was one of the better kids in the city. And so then I went to Wabash and I was doing very well there, yeah, basketball wise. Then coming to IU, it was just totally different because my role completely changed.
Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here.
Hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I am here today with one of my best friends in the entire world, Johnny Jaeger.
What's up? Good to be here. This is dope.
You sound good. You've been on the Genox podcast, right?
I did that one time, but it was through phone interview.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like a little Skype.
Call.
Yeah. Skype season. Copy that. Have you been on any other podcasts?
I've never been on a podcast other than the one we were just talking about.
Okay.
But this is cool. I'm nervous.
Do you listen to any podcasts ever? Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which like nothing's free anymore. So I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's like all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and like you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is like crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free. So you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor, and like the main reason why I use it, is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that like basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to every one of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah.
I try to listen to some occasionally. I want to coach, so I've been listening to some coaching podcasts.
Okay.
But
I feel like I need to give you some good like entertainment or comedy ones or
you should.
Like business ones you would like.
You should.
I'll send you some.
Send me some.
Okay, cool. Well, guys, Johnny is like literally one of my best friends since the what were the football team's name?
The Titans.
Yeah. Since our brothers played on the Titans team and Johnny and I would like play on the playground while they had practice. You also played on it though.
I played for 1 year with them and then after that they kept playing together.
So that's kind of how my family met his family, and then ever since then we're just like always together because of sports and stuff like that. And I remember when my elementary school had the Lotus Festival at our school, St. Charles, his elementary school would come over and we were like the only kids that knew each other.
Yeah, Taylor had a huge crush on me basically.
No, you had a huge crush on me.
I don't know about that one.
No. So yeah, we ended up being, we were really good family friends, and then we went to the same high school together, which you weren't supposed to go to my high school, so it was like a big deal. It was like the talk of the town.
I wouldn't say it was the talk of the town,
no, but
it was just weird because my sister went to the other one.
Yeah.
And then I went to
It was the talk of the town because like you were going to South and you were like playing basketball there, and like that was tea.
Yeah.
It was anything, like people only care about basketball here.
Yeah. Basketball rules everything.
Yeah, basketball overall. So can you tell me a little bit about yourself and like what you're doing now and kind of like your story?
Yeah, so I've been living in Bloomington for what, like 18-19 years now. Like Taylor said, we met through sports, family, friends. Our brothers are best friends still. We're still really
friends. Yeah, so our brothers are the exact same age.
Yeah.
And so are we. So like growing up, we all hung out together like all the time.
Yeah.
And then not only like by choice, but like we were also together because of like sports and family functions. Mm-hmm.
Sports and then mutual friends. We all hung out together. Yeah. But so we went to high school together. Then I went to college. I went to Wabash College my freshman year, all male school in Crawfordsville. Transferred after that, played basketball there, transferred back, came back home to IU, walked on the basketball team, had 3 great years here.
Walked on? You just like walked on the team? What does that mean?
So,
for people that don't know, tell
for people
juicy
who don't know what that is,
that
yeah, Juicy Pod. I knew the head coach at the time at IU, Tom Crean, and I wanted to get into coaching, so I contacted him and I was like, hey, can we talk about coaching? Kind of tell me how you got into the profession. What do you have any pointers? Like, who to talk to?
So you took some action.
Yeah, I took some action. I was just like, and I,
you made the first move.
With no intention of ever coming back to IU.
You were just shooting your shot.
I was shooting my shot, And so then we got to talk, we had a long conversation, and he was like, well, one of our walk-ons, a player on the team, had transferred, so we have an open spot. If you want to join the team, it's all yours.
Oh my god, so you weren't even expecting that?
No, I wasn't going in there necessarily thinking, hey, I'm gonna try to ask him to be on the team.
So just walk me through like your reaction to that.
I was caught off guard, but at the same time I was hyped, you know.
Were you so excited?
Oh yeah. I mean, growing up in Bloomington, been watching games, been a ball boy, been just IU basketball fan for life.
Yeah.
Never thought I'd ever have the chance to go there, but then
and
I did.
And also, like, that's like every, I feel like that's every kid's dream.
In Indiana. Yeah.
To grow up and, like, play basketball at IU specifically.
Yeah. So then,
were you just like so taken back? Were you like, what the heck?
I mean,
my life?
Yeah.
Were your like, dreams coming true?
Basically, but I was also like, kind of like, I just was leaving Wabash, which I loved. Yeah. I had great friends there. I loved my teammates there. But it was like, how can I not
take up.
Fulfill though. My dream, you know, yeah. Like, yeah, it's an opportunity I couldn't pass up, so.
Okay, so what did you do? Did you call your parents?
I mean, I went home and talked to them, and they were like, well, it's your decision. It's your life. You got to do what you think's best for you, and they were obviously excited, too, because same as me. But, so, yeah, I just ended up taking the spot, and then 3 years later, I had the best experience I could have ever asked for.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, real cool.
So what was it like, I guess, walking in on a team that's kind of already been created and you just like were this transfer?
Yeah.
That, was that like intimidating or what?
It was definitely a little nerve-wracking and intimidating. I mean, I didn't know a single guy on the team. And then all of a sudden they throw you into the mix, into the group message, and they're like, team meeting here at this time. So I'm like, well, shoot, here it is. This is the real deal. Yeah. And so I mean, I was nervous, but I usually get along well with everybody and just, I feel like I'm pretty good at making friends.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that hard of a transition really, but that was testament to the guys. I mean, they were just really good dudes.
Were there any like dudes that weren't nice?
Not at all. Not a single one. I mean,
nice and welcome.
In month in, I could have gone to eat with any single one of them one-on-one and had a perfectly fine time. So it was really, the guys helped me transition very smoothly.
Yeah. How did your, because like Indiana basketball, like I said, like no joke, guys, it's like a prodigy. Like people that play basketball here are prodigies. So like moving from Wabash, which is like an awesome school, to IU to play, did you feel like you had like a huge ego booster kind of?
I didn't really know what to expect. I mean, I always grew up idolizing the players, but it's pretty crazy when you're in that situation, how people do look up to you and put you on a pedestal. Yeah. Like I was a walk-on. I wasn't getting a scholarship to be here. I was just here.
Yeah.
And, but even in my role, it was just like my followers immediately went up a couple of thousand. It's just like, it was,
it's
really
like
cool.
You're a celebrity.
I mean, it was really cool, but at the same time, I was like, holy cow, like, this is real life.
Did you have any people that, like, you didn't really talk to before, like, maybe weren't the nicest to you, and then, like, you became an IU basketball player, and they just, like, were, like, obsessed with you?
I don't think I can really pinpoint any one person, but, I mean, I did notice every time I was around people that I always had known growing up, it was all I talked about. All they wanted to talk about was ask me questions about IU basketball.
And it was, I mean, I figured.
Which was cool, which was, basketball is my favorite thing in the world, so I like talking about it. But when that's the only questions that are coming your way, it gets a little old sometimes.
Yeah, I get that. So did you ultimately, like, feel like a celebrity kind of in Bloomington?
I
just like at a time.
I mean, I guess I felt cool.
Yeah.
You know, I felt cool. I wasn't a celebrity, but it was really a cool experience.
I mean, you are cool, so.
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay, well, I want to, now that you guys kind of have a gist on Johnny, and what are you doing now?
Okay, yeah, so I just graduated.
Yeah.
And like I said earlier, I want to be a college basketball coach, Division One. So I'm actually staying in Bloomington.
Do you
want
to be a head coach?
I do want to be a head coach. So I'm staying
in Bloomington. We'll manifest that out there.
Yes.
Coaches, hit him up in the DMs.
Hit me up. DMs. But so I feel like I'm never leaving Bloomington because I'm staying here. And I'm getting my master's degree in sports administration.
What did you major in?
I was business and sports marketing management.
Okay.
So a master's in athletic administration. At the same time, I took a role on staff for the IU team called a graduate assistant role. So I'll be 9 to 5 full-time staff member and getting my master's.
Okay. So what does that mean? Like, what do you do?
Graduate assistant. So I'm 9 to 5. I'll be in the office with the rest of the staff, and I'll be anywhere from cutting film and putting together scouting reports and personnel edits to on the court stuff during practice. I'll be
so
in
you're
drills.
Essentially a coach.
Yes, basically a coach, but I'll do a lot more of the grunt work as well. So it's not all the glitz and glamour of the other guys, but it's
a
really good start.
You're like the assistant to the coaches.
Yes,
gotcha.
Yes.
Okay. Do you like it?
I love it.
So how do you work your way up? Is it like any job where you kind of just get promoted randomly or?
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
So you have to put your time in or what?
You definitely have to put your time in. And everybody pretty much starts at a graduate assistant somewhere. And I'm lucky to be at IU because that's a great place to start. But then it's usually a 2-year program. Then after that, you really just start sending your resume out. You're networking throughout that whole 2 years.
So it's a 2-year program. What does that mean?
2-year program of graduate assistantship. So
you have to do that.
You have have to do it and you have to do your master's program at the same time.
For 2 years.
For 2 years.
Okay, so once that's in the bag.
Once that's in the bag, you
send your resume to what, other schools?
Other schools. So I'll be looking for job openings at any kind of school and interviewing and putting my resume out there. And I'll be networking at games and tournaments throughout these 2 years too.
So does coaching, is it kind of like who you know?
It is a lot about who you know. Okay. It's a boys club and people take care of the people that they played with or coached with. And it's definitely a boys club and you got to network well.
So how do you, what's the best way to network? Like you don't, I'd assume you don't use LinkedIn and
stuff like that. Not LinkedIn.
So
but
give
I mean,
us the tea. What do you
I mean, this year I'll probably, every team that we play, I'll go up and introduce myself to all the assistant coaches.
Okay.
I'll do some research before we play them and I'll get their names down, like where they came from. And just
so
kind of.
So what do you do to stand out?
Well, first I'm just going to start by getting my name out there.
Yeah.
You know, and then just try to keep a connection, just find a connection that sticks. When the Final Four comes around, it's a huge networking event. Like IU will pay for me and a couple other of our young staff members to go wherever it is.
Really?
They'll put us in a hotel, and then throughout that whole week prior to like national championship, it's just Adidas network here. The Adidas teams will be here. The Nikes will be here. Coaching clinics here.
Okay.
And you're just basically giving out your business card.
Do you have a preference, Nike or Adidas?
I don't have a preference.
You don't care.
I mean, I'm Three Stripe Life because that's who we are. But nah.
Okay. Cool.
Anyway.
So then, hopefully, one day someone else will hire you from a different team or maybe
same.
IU.
You never know.
Yeah, and then you just work your way up from there.
Exactly.
Kind of. Okay. Cool. So where, if you could move to like any city that's not in the Midwest, where would you go?
That's a tough question. I think I would definitely want to go somewhere warm. I mean,
really?
I like the four seasons, but I've had enough of that. I definitely want to go, I think south. I think south. I don't know. I don't have a specific city. Or the Carolinas. I like the Carolinas.
Okay.
I think mountains and oceans cool. But really, I have no preference.
So not too far away.
That's what's crazy about this job. You have no idea where you could end up.
We have the mountains and the ocean in
California. Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad gig. But yeah, I have no idea where I'll be, but I'll go wherever.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool. Okay, so I want to play a little game that my friends and I like to play in LA sometimes. It's called Hot Seat. Don't look at my questions.
I'm not looking.
I'm putting my brightness down. Okay, so stop looking at
them,
bro.
I'm done. I'm nervous.
Okay, so basically I am going to ask you a few like little like questions and you have to answer them as quickly as you can. So
okay.
Putting you in the hot seat.
Hot seat.
So when you play this with a group of friends, it's really fun to play at like dinner or if you're like at a pregame or something and you ask them like really juicy, like almost kind of inappropriate questions, but I'm not going to ask you inappropriate questions.
Thank you. So I'm trying to answer this as quick as I can.
Yeah, if you can.
All right.
Okay. So if you had like a walk-up song, what would it be?
By Usher. Middle school banger.
Okay, yeah. Okay, that's so you. Okay, what's a movie you can watch on repeat?
Probably Forrest Gump.
Okay, great one. What's your favorite color?
Orange. Easy.
Ew.
What?
Really?
It's always been orange. I feel like you knew that.
I know, I knew that, but like, I'm disappointed.
Sorry.
Okay, what is a great first date spot?
Ice cream.
Ice cream? Is that where you took Maddie?
Probably.
Maddie's his girlfriend, for those of you that don't know. Hi, Maddie. What is your most like difficult / high maintenance like order, like food order?
Oh man, like
because you're kind of picky. Well, just like wherever, like.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Where are you like ask for extra or like you're like please don't put this in or whatever?
I hate onions.
Okay.
I don't like onions. If there's any onions in it, like a Philly cheesesteak, no onions.
Okay.
If I want more something, probably like cheese. Like on a burger. I don't know. I'm trying to think of dishes.
What about Chipotle? What do you get there?
Oh, I love Chipotle.
Okay. Is there anything you're like, don't put this on or it'll ruin my Chipotle?
Not really. I like all of Chipotle. I can't go spicy salsa. I'm not spicy.
Okay. Mild?
Mild.
Okay. Copy that.
Fire with some corn in there. Corn salsa.
Okay. What's your go-to drink? Not at Chipotle, like.
Like, are we talking alcoholic beverage? I'm a big darks guy, so I'm going to say we just straight whiskey Coke.
Oh, classic Indiana boy, I feel like.
Really? I mean, I wouldn't know. I haven't been anywhere
I mean, like, I don't know. I don't drink whiskey Coke.
I feel like girls are usually more light.
Vodka. I'm a vodka girl.
So I feel like I went through a phase of that when I was younger in college, and it just burned me out.
You know what I love? I don't know if you know this about me. Maybe you do. I get vodka water. Okay, I know that sounds gross. And then I have my Crystal Light packets in my purse.
My sister does that.
Yes, maybe I taught her that.
But it's not the Crystal Light packets. It's like those Mio waters that you squirt.
See, you got to do the packet because it's more concentrated. And then you put that in. It's like maybe 5 calories or zero.
That's how my sister's. It's good.
And it's so good.
It's actually good.
It literally tastes like a sugary, like yummy.
And it's healthy.
Yeah.
Or healthier than most.
And it's like you get your alcohol in.
Yeah.
You know, you can get a double vodka.
Most importantly.
You can have a double vodka and then just put crank your like pink
so
lemonade.
You pull those out at the bar like
I have them in my purse.
Here's
right
my
now.
Crystal Light.
Yeah,
and people
and
are like,
here's the thing, guys
weird.
Are like, oh my god, what are you putting in your drink? And then they taste it and they're like, wait, can I have one?
Yeah,
or
it's a great icebreaker.
Yeah, or or the bartender's like, what drugs are you putting in your drink?
You almost feel like, has anybody ever asked you like,
people
no
are like,
you can't do that?
Yeah, you can't. People are like, look at me, but I'm like, no, it's Crystal Light, like relax,
chill.
If they knew me, they know I would not be putting drugs in my drink.
Definitely not.
Okay, what tabs are always open in your computer?
Google always, because I just have to fact check.
Okay. What do you mean fact check? Just like
random things.
Ran. Okay. Okay.
My IU email.
Okay.
And that's about it.
There's not anything else?
I don't get on my computer that much.
Really?
Just to do homework.
What about your iPhone tabs? Like, what's always open there?
Definitely just the typical social medias. I think Instagram's my favorite social media. I'm getting more into Twitter.
Okay.
As I get older.
What's your favorite Instagram feature? Do you like the stories? Do you like the boomerangs? Do you like static posts?
I think I just like I never really watch IGTV.
Okay.
I like static posts. I'll flip through the stories when I'm bored just to pass time.
Who do you creep on the most on Instagram?
Myself.
Really?
Maybe.
Who other than yourself, who do you creep on?
Definitely Maddie.
Yeah.
My girlfriend. Famous people.
Okay, like, what famous people?
Like athletes. I'm big into looking at athletes' profiles. Or if I watch like The Bachelorette or something, I'll be looking up all the guys in the middle of the show.
Wait, who's your favorite person to follow on Instagram? Like, you think they're funny, they entertain you, you look forward to their posts, stuff like that.
Oh, man.
Great captions, maybe.
That's tough. Oh, Barstool Sports.
Really?
Definitely.
Okay, that's classic.
Definitely.
What expression or phrase do you say all the time?
Oh, do you know? Do you have any of that for me that you think
I have
say?
A few that I have one in mind today.
I mean, this is a short one, but.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think
that's good.
It's like, that's how I say
it.
Is
there anything else like trendy you're saying right now?
I don't think so.
No.
Maybe if I heard it.
Have you heard of a bot?
No.
I just learned this because I was with all my frat brothers and I talked about it on the podcast last night, but like I have to tell you it because it's so good. You'll love it.
What's a bot?
So a bot is a type of girl. Can you guess what it is?
B word?
No.
Beautiful?
No. It's a bot is a girl that like maybe beautiful, maybe not cute, maybe like the hottest girl you've ever seen, but like she doesn't talk. It's like
no personality.
To a wall. It's like talking to
yeah.
a wall.
Or
like
so she's watching. Facey, but
so
nothing really beyond that.
Well, not even necessarily, but she's just like she doesn't talk, which she's a robot.
So
she's
no
a
personality,
bot.
Basically.
But isn't that kind of funny?
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
It's a good description.
That's a good description. I feel like you could definitely.
Because like they were messing around, they're like, no, bro, like
she's a bot.
She's a bot, and I was like, whoa, what's a bot?
I like that.
I like it too.
I like that.
It gets the point across.
It gets the point across.
There's a lot, and like I said last night, there's a lot of guys that are bots too.
Yeah.
What is your guilty pleasure?
Biting my nails.
Really? Yeah, you have a problem.
Oh man, it's bad.
Yeah, you need to fix that.
I tried everything.
Nail polish.
I've done that. I would either bite through it or wash it off.
Oh, you weirdo.
I used to do that every day before.
Wait,
I went to school.
Let me see your nails right now.
No.
Yes.
I don't want to.
Show me them. Oh my god, John, that's disgusting.
And these are kind of good right now.
I know.
I mean,
good thing you have a girlfriend because I don't know how you'd get
it. Definitely gets
those.
Bloody.
Ew. Stop chewing on it.
You got me on it.
Okay. Do you notice when people unfollow you?
No.
Neither do I. Okay. That's my fun hot seat round. Was that kind of fun?
That was fun.
Okay. Cool. I want to talk a little bit more about like your story and like coaching and all that. What was like one of the most challenging things you had to face to help you get to where you are now? Like in the process of like coaching and like career-wise.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This is pretty easy for me actually. not trying to toot my own horn, but I was always pretty good. You know, like growing up in Bloomington, I was one of the better kids in the city. And in high school, I was good, pretty solid. Yeah.
He was like our little shining star in high school. Like everyone like was obsessed with him. It's
not true. But then I went to Wabash and I was doing very well there, yeah, basketball wise. And then come to IU, it was just totally different because my role completely changed. I was always used to being the starter, the guy who scored a lot of points and just played a lot in games. And then come to IU, I knew that that just wasn't going to be the case. I mean, I was a walk-on. My role would be to more in practice and scouting, and then in games on the sideline, encouraging and basically being a cheerleader.
Yeah.
Which that was definitely just a difficult transition just because I had never done it before. But I wasn't in any way salty about it.
Was it kind of like an ego check for you?
No, I wouldn't say it was an ego check. It was just I love to play. You know, okay. I love to play the game. But now I wasn't. It was just practice. And then during the games, I was on the end of the bench. But I wasn't salty about it. I knew that getting into IU, I knew that was going to be my role. But it was just different.
Yeah, that's a good one. What is something that when you joined IU's basketball team or even Wabash's, what's something that you weren't expecting?
Definitely probably going to IU.
Yeah, if I would have told you like in high school, I was like, first you're going to go to Wabash and then you're going to transfer to IU, what you would have thought?
I would have thought you were crazy. I mean, I just never thought I would go to IU, you know? I kind of wanted to get out of Bloomington, but never goes as planned, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. What was the question again?
What were you, like, what's something that happened that you weren't expecting? It could be about the team or like the dynamic or whatever.
Just, I mean, people don't think of these people as real dudes. You know, they just see guys on TV.
Yeah.
And then they tweet about their performance and like they're just like out there and they're not real humans, you know, but like they're just like the rest of us.
Yeah.
You know, and then when people are bashing guys or even praising guys, it affects them like it would anybody else. And I don't think people think about that.
Yeah.
Like, how would you feel if you were this about them?
Exactly. And that's what I've noticed a lot. Even I have some friends that are like in the entertainment world. They're like high profile or whatever. And like, even when someone writes like just like a pity, like mean comment, but people don't think that the actual person's going to see it. Mm-hmm. But like, I swear they see everything.
Yeah. And people say like, oh, I don't listen to that. But like, you're human.
Yeah.
You hear it. You feel it.
Even I'll see stuff like, if it's not like super positive, it'll bother me.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no doubt.
So like that's one thing that first of all, I can't even imagine like writing something negative on someone's Instagram. Yeah. Like, oh my God, you suck. Like I can't even imagine writing that. But like, that's so true. Like people, especially I bet the IU players, like they deal with a bunch of crap.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
A bunch of
all the time. All the time.
Oh, what's the craziest thing that you like weren't allowed to do because of like NCAA rules?
Well, like in Bloomington, especially with like, because basketball is so big, improper benefits is a huge thing with NCAA rules.
So can you explain compliance. That?
Improper benefits is anything where somebody is giving you something of value for nothing in return.
Okay.
So like, you're at a restaurant and somebody sees you and someone's like, hey, can I buy you your meal? I mean, that happens.
Yeah.
More than you know. And then you just got to be like, I'm sorry.
Like,
I can't take that, but thank you. But like even haircuts, like I've been offered, hey, do you want a discounted price on your haircut? Like, you know, I know you are, blah, blah, blah. Do you want it for $15 instead of 30?
Uh-huh.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
Which
from anyone, like any stranger, even like a friend?
No. Well, I mean, you can accept family gifts. Yeah. It's like your birthday, but like if there's, it's kind of a gray area, but not really.
Okay.
So really I couldn't really take anything.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
What are some other crazy like NCAA rules?
Well, it's different now. Like in my role now as like a staff member, like I had to ask the compliance office if I could go watch my brother play in his high school games.
Oh.
You know, because coaches are only allowed to recruit, quote unquote, in certain times of the year, and that could be classified as me going to recruit.
Yeah.
You know, so that was kind of just weird. I'm like, can I go watch my brother play basketball?
Yeah,
and they're like,
yeah,
yes, you can, but like, there's just certain rules. It's just nitpicky. I mean, there's a bunch of nitpicky rules, but I mean, rules are rules.
Rules are rules, man. Do you like following rules?
It depends on the rule. Sometimes okay. It's fun to break rules, but in
would you say in general, are you a rule
definitely
follower?
Definitely rule follower.
Okay.
Rule follower.
I'm definitely a rule follower. What's something you wish you were better at?
I like singing.
Okay.
And I'm not horrible.
Yeah, you aren't bad. Do you want to tell them about your Troy Bolton moment in high school?
Well, okay. So I joined this group at our high school called Salad to South. And I joined it strictly to meet girls and go on the class trip because they always went to like Disney World or Nashville or New York. So I was like, oh, This is the best of both worlds. Like it's an easy A girls trip.
Yeah.
Little did I know I'd met zero girls. I never went on a class trip.
I didn't know that's why you joined to meet girls.
Well, I thought it'd be cool. Because Michael Bauer was like, hey, there's some chicks here too.
Oh, okay. Did you think like girls would think it's hot that like you're in Sounds of South?
I just, too. It just gave me more opportunity to talk to them.
I could see that. Okay.
Yeah.
Love that for you.
So, yeah, I met no girls, never got on a class trip, and ended up getting lead roles. So. So it was like exactly the opposite of what I thought it was going to be, but it was good.
Wait, so what do you mean lead roles? Like, what did you have to do?
So we did like musicals.
Yeah.
One of the years we did Les Miserables, like the one with Hugh Jackman.
Like the fact that you even know how to pronounce it correctly.
I think that's right.
You know, I would assume.
But yeah, it's
you're
the one with Hugh Jackman as Jean Valjean, and I was Jean Valjean. So that was fun. And then the next year was Phantom of the Opera, and I was the freaking Phantom. Trust me, that's way more nerve-wracking than a basketball game.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So did you ever think that you'd be, like, singing and stuff like that?
No. Not
at
all.
In front of so many people?
No. I get stage fright.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Still. But it definitely helped me. Like, when I do presentations in class, I feel like I do a good job.
Yeah, I agree. Do you remember when we had speech?
Yeah, speech was fun.
That was a great class.
We had some good friends in there.
I know. We booled.
We booled probably too much.
Yeah. What's the one thing you wish that people knew, like, about you or just, like, being a player and stuff like that no one has no idea about?
I feel like I'm an open book. I don't know if I...
Yeah, but is there something that, like, irks you and that, like, you know when something happens or someone says something and you're just like, bro, you have no idea. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess just staying along the basketball track, just people don't get how much work people put in for 25 games in a year, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's a 10-month season, but it's all around, like, that's the 10 months you're with the team, and then the other 2 months you're working on your own. And then it's just so much work, and people don't realize how hard it is.
Uh-huh.
And kind of like we were talking earlier, they just can bash you if you're not doing, like what they want. And, I mean, I don't know. It's just, I guess that.
Okay, cool. That makes sense. And I feel like that goes for a lot of like careers and just like things in general. People know, see like the work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't see you working when like no one else is and stuff like that. Okay. So I did a podcast last night with Joey and Campbell and it was about girls. So I want to ask you, I know you have a girlfriend, but I want to ask you about like what you think, because a lot of girls listen to my podcast and they're so interested in about like guys' perspectives.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you some questions regarding that. Also, do you know what a 307 is?
Yeah, because of you.
What came up with it? What is it?
So it's like 307 is like their amount of followers, right? They're not as into social media. Hypothetically speaking, they're just not as interested in the followers. Their pictures are with their mom or their dog
or
something.
You're so good, John.
And they're just more down to earth, maybe?
Yeah, I'm so proud of you.
Thanks.
So do you think you're a 307?
I'd say I'm a 307.
Yeah, you for sure are. Oh my God. I've never even talked to him about this, and he knows the definition. You're loyal.
TK follow. Juicy Polls.
Do you vote in the polls?
Yeah, I love voting in the polls.
Really?
Just to see, like, the answer. I mean, they're cool, but then to see other people's, the percentages.
Let's come up with some because I want to post them, and I want people to vote in them. So do you have any that you've been dying to ask?
I feel like you have all the subjects covered. I feel like I've helped you with a couple of them.
You have. You're really good at this. What about some like juicy ones? We can do like basketball, or we can do like relationship, or we can do...
We can stick along the relationship girl line.
Okay. Let's ask, what are you curious about? Like, because you're in a relationship, so what do you want to know about like single people or like people that want to be in a relationship?
Oh, here's a good one. I don't know the answer. I feel like dating apps like Tinder used to be like an immature type thing where it's people looking for hookups.
Okay.
But now I feel like once you're out of college, it's a little different. It's a little more serious.
And people in LA use dating apps like for real.
And I don't think it's weird. Like I was talking with some of my friends, like, why don't you just get a Tinder? You like, You live in a big city. That's kind of how you just meet people.
It is how you meet people. We, my friends and I call it, like, when we meet someone, like, in real life, because it never happens, we call people, like, it meeting someone in the wild.
Yeah.
Literally.
It's just harder. It's just different.
Okay, so do you use dating apps to find people to actually date?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Ooh, I like that. Are dating apps more serious post-college?
Oh, that's a good one. What about something like maybe a friend or like maybe your friend, your buddy always talks to you about your relationship, like, bro, like she's doing this, like it bugs me. Are there any things like that? Or like,
yeah,
do you know what I mean? Or they ask you like, I don't know what she's thinking. What is the guy?
Here's a poll. If your friends don't like him / her, is it a deal breaker?
Okay. That's
great. Is that a good one?
Yeah, it's a great one.
Cause that's a big one for me. I feel like it would be a big deal. Cause like, that's who you want to spend your time with.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's better if you could spend time with both at the same time.
What opinion matters more, your friends or your family?
For me, family.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
Anything else juicy?
Juicy.
Think about like stuff that happens at the bars, like, bro, she didn't do this, or like she didn't talk to me, or she didn't come home with me, or she didn't, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like, should I buy her a drink, or like, should I text her? Or, like, what do guys think?
What's the best way for a guy to pick up a girl? Or like, that's not a poll.
I can ask a question though.
Like buy a drink or...
That's a good question. I'll ask it. What do you think the best way is for a girl to pick up a guy?
For a girl to pick up a guy?
Yeah.
I think guys like it when girls really? Make a first move.
Okay, so how should the girl make a first move? Like, let's say I was at a bar and I didn't know you and I saw you and I was like, ooh, that guy's cute. How should I approach you? Or like any guy, you know?
Yeah. I feel like it's not weird to be forward, you know?
But how so?
Yeah, that's what's hard.
I know. Like, how do you say something?
Maybe you just buy him a drink.
Okay.
Just, you know?
Like, hey, you look like you need a shot. Let me get one for
you. Yeah.
That could be kind of funny.
That's not bad.
What about, like, do you think girls should, like, DM guys more?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I feel like a DM is more of a guy thing.
Okay, really?
I don't know why I think that.
I feel like I never just like straight up DM guys, but I'll reply to their story.
That's the best way to do it, I feel like. If you were going to make a move, definitely reply to
your story. So do you think if a guy is like constantly replying to your story, he's into you?
Yeah.
You think that's a given?
Either he's into you or you're good friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, because that's like an excuse to talk to you.
Okay, because I have like a few people that I'm like,
Yeah, I would think it's like their way of... DMing you without being such a straightforward DM.
Okay, so how should a girl DM a guy that doesn't post stories?
Maybe, you know, you can like almost DM their picture to them. Like instead of
like
using a
their
story, you're basically doing the same thing with the
but
static
you're sending
photo.
That. Okay, I would like that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so I'm going to ask you some of the questions because I asked last night, I was like, what should I ask Hot 307? So I'm going to ask you this. What is your love language?
I don't even really know what that means.
You don't know what it means? It basically means there's like acts of service.
Oh,
so you like it when
yeah.
someone does stuff for you. Words of affirmation, physical touch, and gifts. And I feel like there's something
acts else. Of service.
Really? So you like it when they do like something for you to help?
Yeah, it's more like...
And time, quality time.
It's more like the your words haven't matched your actions type thing. You know how people say that?
Yeah.
I feel like the actions speak louder than words type
thing. See, I feel like I used to be kind of like that, but now I really value quality time. And I love words of affirmation. Like, I like being told.
Like, everybody likes words of affirmation.
Like, I think I try to act like I don't love it, but, like, I love it.
Yeah.
And I think I'm more of a physical touch person than I used to be.
Yeah.
But I think quality time and words of affirmation are the number ones. Oh, this is a good question. See, this isn't a good question for you because you're a girlfriend. But would you say most of your guy friends Snapchat girls more or their friends? Their buddies?
I'd say buddies. Still. Even, like... Like, I feel like maybe that's just my friends.
Yeah.
But I just feel like close friends are.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Do you use close friends on your Instagram story?
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't even know really how to
do it. Do you use close friends on Snap?
Do they have close friends?
They do, kind of. But I don't use it. I don't.
No.
I'm not a big Snapchat person.
No, I don't. I mean, I Snapchat a lot, but it's literally like that's how I talk to my guy friends. We don't really text. It's more of a. Is that?
Okay.
I don't know if that's weird. Is that?
Are you
weird?
Guys in like a group? No, I.
We
think,
have groups.
I think
definitely
like
groups.
College guys. That's how they communicate.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like texting is just more of a formal way of doing things.
Okay. Do you know what Hot Girl Summer is?
No.
Have you seen people post about that? It's basically like this rapper, Megan Thee Stallion. I feel like you'd actually like her music. It's really good. She basically came up with this term, Hot Girl Summer, and everyone's been saying it. And like, it's a good Instagram caption.
Does it mean something?
It just means like, hot girl, like, do you, like, be confident, like, okay, have a good summer. Yeah. You know?
I would like that.
Do you like pineapple on pizza?
No.
I don't either.
I don't like it. I love pineapple.
Yeah.
And I love pizza. But I don't like them together.
I'm so glad we agree on that.
Like, I would get it, like, if, like, Maddie likes pineapple on pizza. And I'll be like, okay, sure, get it. And I'll just take it off.
What do you think something about me that people don't know about me?
You're good at sports.
Really?
I feel like people wouldn't think of you as, like, you're a tomboy, I would say. You know what I mean? I feel like that's not something everybody would know. You're super tomboy.
Yeah, I guess that is true.
Like, you have a lot of guy friends.
That's why I think I came up with 307, because I was going crazy because none of my 307 guy friends are around me, and all of them are like just like really girly guys in LA. So,
because it wouldn't be weird if we were all like my group of friends of just mostly dudes and then you. It wouldn't.
No, that's how it always is.
Yeah.
What do you think something about me that has changed a lot since you knew me like really well in high school?
Your social media.
Okay.
You're a little more risque.
Really?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what else? You think I'm more juicy?
You're definitely more juicy.
Okay.
More juicy. We don't see you as much.
Okay, well, I try and call
crying
you, but
eyes.
You never answer.
Don't put me on the spot.
Yeah,
that.
You never answer FaceTimes. And you can't say I don't reach out a lot.
You do. You do. You do a good job.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah.
But you do a good job at it.
What about, is there anything else?
Is there anything you want me to say?
No, I'm just trying to. I'm actually curious.
Things that that's changed about you.
Mm-hmm.
Just juicy. Your juicy pod and juicy poles. That's a good way to describe it.
Okay. Cool.
Juicier than you used to be.
Okay. I got it. What would you say is my type of guy? This is a good one. Describe my type. Like, what kind of guy do you see me dating?
I see you with a Midwestern guy.
Okay, so describe him. Like, what kind of guy do you see me dating?
I see blonde.
Really?
Blonde, like dirty blonde.
Okay, dude. Is that not describe like, my ex right now?
But that's what I see, and that's like your brother.
Okay.
You tend to go towards siblings. Did you realize? Like, isn't that a thing? Like, you tend to meet someone like your dad or your sibling.
Do you think that you did that? Like, do you think Maddie's?
Yeah, she's like my mom. I think.
Okay. Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, I think athletic. You're definitely into the athletes. Yeah. So jersey chaser.
So what kind of athlete?
I feel like you've just always been around basketball.
Yeah. Okay.
But
so do you think like they like played basketball in college or like high school?
High school, just athletic.
Okay.
Just athletic type. They could have played 2-3 sports. Could have baseball. Baseball. Baseball is juicy. Is it really true that girls think the equivalent of like how guys look at spandex for volleyball, girls like at
I'm not a baseball pants girl. For like I'm just like
because I feel like I've heard that. You've heard that?
Yeah. I feel like that's like taught like for me that's not a thing. I'd rather see a guy in basketball jersey. Really? That's just me.
Yeah, because I feel like the basketball shows the guns.
I'm like, why are we talking about baseball pants when freaking football pants are way tighter?
Way tighter. But it's just not like real because it's like, got pads.
Yeah, but I love like a football booty. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Football booty.
Football booty.
So yeah, athletic.
Okay.
I see kind of a little taller.
Okay.
6'4".
Oh, I love that for me.
Yeah, I love that for you too. I wish I was 6'4". That'd be the ideal height, I think.
Yeah.
Because you're taller than everybody most of the time, but you're not too weird tall.
Yeah, like not like 6'9".
Yeah. You don't stand out tall.
Yeah.
You do, but you're not too much.
Yeah. Okay. So a Midwest guy, what do you think he's going to do? Like, what's his job?
I see health.
Oh, really?
Like doctor type.
Okay, so what kind of doctor?
I don't know specifically, but like something along those lines. Okay. Some kind of doctor.
Cool. Anything else?
Maybe a pediatrics doctor.
Okay. Oh,
with
kids.
So cute. Yeah, see.
Oh my gosh. Okay, let's go through some of these poll questions and we'll wrap it up because we're at 6:05. So I asked yesterday, I asked, do you like to cuddle? Because I was really interested. Because I was talking to a guy, I was with my, again, my brother's frat brothers, and they were talking about like the guys that like to cuddle versus the guys that don't. And, I need to pick up my food. Anyway, 88% said yes, they like to cuddle.
Really?
And literally no guys said no, hardly any. Do you like to cuddle?
I mean, I like to cuddle, but like only for a certain amount of time.
I agree.
I get hot.
Yeah.
Like really hot. And then I like get miserable, yeah, start sweating, and I'm like, this is horrible. But like, yeah, I definitely like to cuddle.
Okay.
But then not that long.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, 88% said yes.
That's more than I ever thought.
Yeah. I mean, not that many people voted, but like, isn't this cool how I can see what people vote?
88% yes. Do you look at who responds?
So what was cool is when like I didn't have as many followers, like I'm just like, this is an actual fact, is that I could like see what all my friends voted. And like I still look for them. Like there's always like a few like guys or something,
yeah,
trying to look, yeah, for. That's why I started my polls.
Just to see what people's
because
answers?
I was like, I wanted to see what like my crushes voted.
That's
and
a
stuff.
Good idea.
I know. Yeah, and so now it's interesting when I find, like many go to the nose because there's not as many people in that. It's interesting to see, like, what certain people vote.
So would you rather have a cuddle guy or a non-cuddle guy?
I'd say a cuddle guy.
Or, like, a tweener?
I'd say a cuddle guy, which is weird because I used to not be, like, I didn't like when people touch me.
Yeah.
And then I also asked, do you like physical touch?
Yeah.
I'd say, yeah, 80 to 20%.
Yeah. That's like the love language that you're,
yeah,
talking about.
Okay, last few questions. Do you use dating apps to find people to actually date? 80% said no.
Really?
Yeah, but I think I have a lot of like younger followers. Also, this hasn't been up for that long.
Uh-huh.
23% said yes. Let's say who said yes.
That's where I think it's just like post-college, it's different.
Are dating apps more serious post-college?
100%, I think so.
Yeah, 55% said yes. If your friends don't like him, is it a deal breaker or her?
I think a little bit.
I think it's a deal breaker. 52% said no.
No? So that's a close one.
That is a close one. What opinion matters more, friends or family?
I said family.
I think family too. 74% said family.
Yeah.
What's the best way for a guy to pick up a girl? Let's see what some people said so far. Someone said in a car.
That does make sense.
In a convertible with roses and a kiss. Buy her a drink at a bar, food. Don't be a douche. Listen to her.
Listen to her. I feel like a food is a common one.
With his arms. Meet her at church. That's a good one. Be themselves. Be funny. Be honest. Straightforward. Compliment her without being creepy. Ask. Offer food.
Compliments are a good one.
Yeah.
I feel like you.
What's a good? What's your go-to compliment?
Forget a. I think go to clothes.
Yeah.
Clothes.
Like, oh my god, I love your shoes.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Got you.
Casual, but it's also like you're noticing.
Okay. This is what one of my guy friends said. Telling them how much money you make works every time.
Does this guy have a lot of money or something?
He's just being stupid. Point out a shared interest she mentions and plan a date around it. That's good.
That's almost like real good. Too good.
Someone said with his hands. With flowers and a card, be Tyler C.
Tyler C.
Personality, be himself. Are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only Tennessee. Focus on her friends first and genuinely get to know her. That's a good tactic.
I think that would work.
And compliments. Okay, that's good. Proud of my followers.
I do like the friends one.
Someone said they found their fiance on Bumble.
Bumble, isn't that the one where the girl has to reply first?
Has to reach out first, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, John, our time here has come to an end, so thank you so much for being on the pod. Was it juicy?
That was fun.
Okay, cool. Hope you had a good time.
I did.
Good experience. Can you tell me, like, where everyone can go follow you and gas you up and stuff?
Yeah, gas me
slide
up
into your
at
DMs, whatever.
Instagram, Johnny_Jager, JAGER, you know.
Okay.
For the clout.
Anything else? Twitter? Anything
Twitter,
else you want to plug?
At Moves Like Jagger. That's kind of cool.
Okay.
It's a good song. It's,
yeah,
like my song. You know?
Everyone go follow IU Basketball on Twitter too. So you can,
yeah, we need that.
Stay up.
We need our fans.
Recruit some fans. Guys, before you leave, I just want to say please, please, please leave a review and rate my podcast in the podcast app. It would mean the world. I'm trying to get to 500 reviews. So if you leave a review, take a screenshot, send me a DM, and I'm going to be following a bunch of people. So be sure to leave a review. It would mean the world to me, and it really helps my podcast. Thank you so much. It can be short and sweet. Love you guys. Peace. Thank you so much for being on the pod, guys. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at TK's Juicy Polls so you can vote in the polls, because without voting the polls, the podcast isn't a thing. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have the best week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.